Last couple, Chairman. Was ASX in the tent on Sunday leading up to ASIC's remarkable announcement? It was just incredible to have a junior minister in a new government announcing something that was so revolutionary. Can you take us through what happened on Sunday? There are some conspiracy theorists who look at it and say, well, Tony D'Aloisio was fired as the ASX CEO with a $7.7 million payout when the shareholders forced Robert Elston on the board, and that there's some ongoing bad blood there, and that there's an element of get square going on where D'Aloisio is acting unilaterally away from the ASX, leading to that extraordinary decision on Sunday night in what looks like a grab for the regulatory role. So I think it's fair enough, given all of that, for you to tell us exactly whether you were in the tent, whether you endorsed what was announced on Sunday night, given that it led to the one-hour delay in trading.
So would you like to answer the question of...
I won't respond on the in-the-tent part of your question, Steve. I don't think it would be appropriate other than to give you a level of satisfaction that over, really from Friday morning when we were initially contacted by ASIC, we had already seen moves from the Securities Exchange Commission in the US and from the Financial Services Authority in the UK. In those two jurisdictions, we had already read that clearly global regulators led out of the US and out of the UK were coordinating a worldwide action. Other countries have followed, France, Germany, and others in recent days. So we were well aware before we were contacted by ASIC Friday morning that there was a very high likelihood that ASIC would wish to fall into line partially, fully, or go even further than those other Northern Hemisphere regulators. We were contacted appropriately by ASIC Friday morning, and there was a deal of conversation between the exchange and ASIC. It was never going to be the exchange's decision, and I think it goes to responses that Morris and I have given on other questions. We are not the market regulator. This decision was made by the market regulator as part of a coordinated global response. There was a high degree of consultation with the exchange, with broker-dealer participants, but I think it's fair to say it was always going to be a regulatory decision made by the corporate regulator. But I think there was a great deal of dialogue over the weekend between all the various parties. As the market operator, which we are, our primary concern is that under the umbrella of any regulatory framework, our obligation is to make sure that we operate the market in as orderly a fashion as we can. With such a profound prohibition being introduced so quickly, there was a frantic level of activity over the weekend to try and minimise uncertainty in the market on the open. That was one of the reasons why we delayed for an hour to get further clarifying statements out of ASIC, which have been in two or three tranches over the first two trading days. I'm not going to comment on the conspiracy theory. I think it's the stuff of Hollywood movies, and I don't think I would proffer any comment on the early part of your question.